We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Making an amazing ad creative for your mobile app is part art and part science and 100% focus on what matters most. So what ad element can you change for the biggest uplift, and how can you organize your efforts to avoid being random or wasting money? Well, we explore the answers and a new how-to guide with Peter Fodor, founder and CEO of award-winning app marketing agency App Agent. All this and more in episode number 474. Global mobile ad spend is off the charts. It grew $90 billion in just 3 years to reach $280 billion in 2021. No end in sight. But of course, with that much money sunk into advertising on mobile and in your apps, well, you'd better have ads that work. And it's not just the formats. It's the creatives. It's the influencers. It's picking the right brand ambassadors. There's a lot of moving parts. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz. And in this episode, we'll be talking about those moving parts. We'll be talking about best practice because we are talking with an award-winning app marketing agency that's worked with brands such as Supercell, Wooga, and Babbel. My guest is Peter Fodor. He is founder and CEO of App Agent, and he's here to share his best practices for creating video ads with appeal for your app. So Peter, first of all, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hello, Peggy. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I brought you in for a reason, Peter. As you know, full disclosure, we know each other really well, and I have been watching your work, and in particular, an ebook that we'll be diving into about what makes for good apps. How do you create great creative. So a lot of the work that you do at App Agent revolves around exactly that, ads that market mobile apps. What makes for a good mobile app ad?
That's a great question for the start. I would say relevancy, something that makes people excited, something they want to try. And that's usually something that's reflecting their passions or fears, their visions, and something that they believe could improve their life.
Mm-hmm. So it drives connection, you understand your audience, and it's relevant to that audience. Now that's when you're creating an ad. Of course, you've done some work on it, so I want you to tell me about your research about it, user-generated content. Now that's where it's not just setting up and letting it go, because this is where a brand can become the butt of jokes, internet memes, you know, you name it. What's your experience? What is the best option for UGC?
Well, first we should speak about what UGC means in marketers' terminology. UGC itself is user-generated content, which is something that users create genuinely. They just love the brand, they have strong emotional connection, and they might create their own testimonial. That's the classic UGC type of content. At the same time, marketers use this term for ads that are like UGC looking, that are utilizing, you know, actors speaking on a camera, and they still call it UGC. But in fact, you know, it's often pre-scripted, or the creator is given a certain direction that he or she should take. So that's, you know, just for the beginning to understand that most of the apps and games are not the true UGC type of content that's, you know, behind this term originally. And to make this type of creative effective, you need to follow the trends that are changing extremely fast. You know, at every week of the year, there is something new that resonates on TikTok, some new challenge, some new hashtag, something that people use in their own communication, showing, you know, how they are enjoying life, vacation, how they are doing. And being on spot when it comes to trends is something that's sort of like key to success, I would say. Mm-hmm. Second is to be less salesy, to really have an angle. Even if you are prescripting the ad, if you are defining the script in quite like specific way, not to speak the way as you can see in TV. Try to create an ad that really feels like being made by the speaker, by the actor. Because, you know, the young generation especially, they can smell an ad, you know, from very far ahead. And they are looking for something that's genuine, that's really made out of passion. And even though we are on the borderline in our like creative production very often, and I don't mean like App Agent only, but, you know, everyone in the mobile marketing, we need to really speak the language and use the tone of voice that's relevant for this young audience. And we are getting back in the circle to the relevance I've mentioned in my first answer. So I believe being true, being, you know, down to earth, avoid like extra polish, and really see the world through the eyes of the consumer, of the user, of real people out there is the way to go.
So being real is very important. It's not about the production or the polish. It's about the passion. You said it yourself. So how does a brand or marketer need to approach UGC in a way that maybe they're not aware of? Is it about finding the right people, or is it about letting go of control? You said it's about passion. How do they unleash that?
That will very much depend on the stage of your company and how like safely you want to play it. I can imagine young startups to approach creators and just ask them, hey, like, here's our product, here's our app or game, try it and tell us what you think. And really keep it very open and be ready for even like mediocre outputs, maybe negative feedback, maybe bad jokes. But they can afford it. You know, they are on the beginning of their journey. It wouldn't pretty much harm their brand. On the other side, if you imagine, you know, the classic like big brands, Vodafone, for example. These companies are super careful about the tone of voice, about style, about all the visual guidelines. They won't let it go. They won't give a creator full freedom. And I believe the mobile apps and games, even like the biggest ones, are somewhere in between. They already are building some brand. They have some guidelines how they want to be like presented and what should be the perception of the brand, and they are usually trying to figure out the sweet spot between being like too strict, but also to avoid like being too corporate-like and telling too much to the creator how to do things, because that will limit the creativity. So I believe if you are a big brand, you should give some general guidance. Maybe we call it like creative direction. What's the like general idea? What you want to achieve, and define boundaries, and then let the creator to approach it with their own creativity. Or you will go the way that's even like safer, and you will hire actors who will really read your script, and there's the demand on your idea makers and creative team higher, because they need to be really relevant and have the good sense how a classic creator, how a consumer even will present a product in their own way. Mm-hmm. If you are a startup, just give it a shot and try everything possible. And, you know, if you work with 10 different creators, most likely half of them wouldn't match your expectations, but still have five great creatives that will most likely be better than if you try to do everything yourself.
Speaking of doing everything yourself, you talk about watching the trends. Now, I know, Peter, that you do this, but for others who aren't as cued into this and really watching it, what are some sources? I mean, everything is changing. What do you watch to watch the trends?
It's surprising to me that I'm one of the
few older... Or is it your
secret
sauce?
No, it's not a secret sauce, not at all, you know. What I want to say is that I'm one of the few older members of Epigen team who is active on TikTok. Who's reopening the app quite often and, you know, trying to see, like, well, what's happening. Sometimes it feels ridiculous. Sometimes I feel like I'm old. And I'm probably old seeing, you know, these young creators out there. But I get a sense of, like, what the young generation likes to do, what's important to them, what's the style of music and, you know, editing, etc. And moreover, I can have a conversation with those like 20 something guys downstairs who are like TikTok first, you know, and they have, you know, much better sense on these trends. And, technically speaking, what we do, Anya, our creative strategist, is compiling these trends into a database that she's updating, let's say every month. And she's really keeping an eye on what's like, rising up and which trends are already, fading out. And what we also did recently, and we will very soon share it with the public, is to build a large UGC ad database, because that's something what we need internally. We want to really see how different apps and games communicate, how, for example, social casino games are presented on TikTok, or how fitness apps utilize this platform. So we've created it's at least 100 slides, big deck that we'll put out very soon. So I invite people to follow our social channels, because within 2 weeks this will be public. And that's, you know, the source of inspiration we are using internally, and we want to share it with the public, and we'll update it. And I think that some sort of like system like this helps people like me who are over 40 to really stay up to date and see what's going out there, because otherwise you are totally disconnected from an audience that's, you know, getting to being the strong purchase power, and they are spending more and more, you know, while getting their first jobs and getting promoted. So you really have to understand what resonates with them. And don't get me wrong, TikTok is not only about teenagers and 20-something people. There's a much larger audience today than most of the people over 40 would expect.
Making me think about one of the articles I did when I was interviewing the editor, you know, the people who create the content at HBR. And I'm like, well, what are you going to be doing? Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, you know, there are a lot of readers, millennials, what have you. We're going to have our own TikTok channel. And I thought, what's that going to look like? How are you going to do, you know, HBR for TikTok? But it can be done. See, to your point, it's very broad. There's a lot going on there. And I'm just really pleased, Peter, to hear that you're going to share this deck, because that's going to show us the elements. That's going to show us what is hot, what is not. Of course, you'll have to maintain it, but it's interesting in itself that this is human curated. What does that tell us about really understanding ads that work? Because there are a number of companies who are saying, we have the AI, we have the marketing automation, we'll just run it through the system, the algo will figure it out, and we will give you all the winning creative elements. You're not doing that.
Well, you know, sometimes it's not about elements. It's about the message itself. It's about the story. It's about the catch. And, you know, we have done hundreds of creative jobs, and we have tried 1,000 times to understand all the components. We often have some hypotheses, but very often the hypothesis is killed the next time we are trying to leverage these insights, what was behind the success previously. So there's like many attempts to deconstruct what works and what doesn't. And you can do it on the like technical level. You know, for example, when we are designing ads for Supercell, we know that if we start the ad with a choice between, let's say, two units, two cards, and there's a finger pointing at each card, it makes people to watch what will be the selected unit and how the battle will commence. So these are the learnings that you can collect, but there are certain limitations to this approach. And you should also understand that often it's the whole like impression. It's, you know, the vibe of the whole ad, which could be like 10, 15 seconds. And you can't like deconstruct every second of the ad to have bulletproof recipe, what to do tomorrow and the day after. So there's, and it's, you know, what's said very often, it's partly art and partly science, and you have to keep these two in balance.
It is a lot to dive into, a lot to dig into. And of course, we're going to talk about that, because when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about your new ebook, Mobile Ad Creatives, How to Design Ads and App Store Creatives. It is the essential read, Peter. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. We have today Peter Fodor, founder and CEO of App Agent. And before the break, Peter, we were just getting to the book, which I have to state, really 128 pages long. Lots in there, very comprehensive, all about creating mobile ads. Probably the most comprehensive, but it covers everything, you know, player motivation, building the brand, ad creative best practices. Why did you feel there was such a need for such a comprehensive guide? Because there are other loans out there that just take a piece of it. You put it all together.
You know, I'm generally interested in creative communication. I've studied marketing communications and then kicked off my career at Leo Burnett, one of the like famous creative agencies that's operating globally for dozens of years. And I always felt that we are missing something in our industry that will capture like the modern style of communication. The thing is that the classic TV narrative is pretty much upside down. You know, you have some story that's developing over the commercial, and then there is some interesting twist at the end, and then only you see the product. That's not how it works on mobile. The attention span is shorter. We have possibility to test everything. We have now, you know, motivators and these kind of things that are pretty much unknown to the classic industry, producing TV commercials and outdoor ads. And when we were developing our process at AppAgent, we had many questions when it comes to creative strategy, how to work with, you know, these motivators and understand users, how to iterate ads. And I started writing a blog series. I never imagined that it will eventually end up as an ebook, but once I progressed topic by topic, we ended up at 10 in total. I was thinking, well, maybe it's a good idea to put it in one place, in one document, and make an ebook that someone can download and pretty much use it as a cookbook, especially when you are starting a new studio or you are developing your own systems. Having some guidance, some tips and tricks with a lot of examples, practical examples from our studio here, that can save a ton of time and hassle, or at least help you to ask good questions. So then we decided to make an ebook, and you know, this monster of 120 pages is just the result of sharing thoughts and best practices from our own daily work.
So you talk about the 10 blog posts that made the book. And in the book, you also outline 12 general ideas or categories that most video ads fall into. Tell me about these. Walk me through some of them.
Mm-hmm. As an idea maker, you are facing a very scary moment during the production, and that's when you should concept new ads. You have pretty much nothing, and you should come with something catchy and convincing and engaging. And we try to help our designers by giving them some support. And by analyzing ads out there, we've identified that we can pretty much categorize any ad into 12 buckets. And these buckets are pretty much creative directions that you can take and that inspire idea makers how to present the product. And those could be, for example, speaking about the vision of the founder, about user journey, facts, or using a direction that's called competition, where you compare the product with some existing solution or a direct competitor. Or it could be focusing on benefits, using like influencer approach. So these 12 directions pretty much simplify the starting process and give you a direction how from various angles present a product. And that's super important when you are starting the communication, because you shouldn't stick to one or two. The goal of every UA manager and the creative team should be to try multiple ones to understand which messaging and style and creative direction works the best with the audience, and by that identify the best performing creative.
I love that, the 12 general categories, because it makes me think about coming from writing, which is where I'm from, you know, the hero's arc, the story arc. There are certain stories, there's certain ways, you know, Kurt Vonnegut put them into graphics, and they all fit there, from Cinderella to you name it. And it's similar here. You've got these categories that ads fall into. I'm just curious, Peter, because now you've got me thinking, is it always a case of it depends, or is there some rule between the video ad, the app, and the category that matches? Is there some rule of thumb there for us?
Well, naturally, if you have an app, you can speak more about things such as facts or testimonials. So naturally, you tend to concept new ideas in these buckets because the product is just good for that. Whereas for games, you take more like emotion directions that are about experience, about, you know, the feelings in general. So you can say that certain directions are more suitable for certain product categories.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've brought us this book, and in doing this, this is your own research and a lot of interaction with UA managers. And in prep, you said something that I thought was very surprising, that you yourself were surprised about how little UA managers know about the creatives they produce. What are they missing?
My observation is that lots of UA managers pretty much randomly try different directions without like any strategy behind, without any plan. And we were approached a few times in the past by companies that produced 50, 100 ads and asked for help because they were in dead end. They were clueless which way to go, because by their own words, they tried everything. And once we analyze the like portfolio of ads they produced, we understood that, speaking of creative directions, they were utilizing, let's say, one or two. And of course, you know, they explored a lot in one or two directions, but missed other 10. And that's because there wasn't like any high level plan. Let's try directions first. Let's continue over testing different like pieces of the content or hooks down to testing color of the call to action button. They were just like randomly trying things. And what we try to advise companies to have an idea what you want to achieve, like what you're actually testing, to have this answer first before you send a brief to the creative department, because otherwise you will get like random outputs and you wouldn't be able to learn from that. So there will be like a ton of effort behind the production and design testing, but you wouldn't collect the learnings necessary to make a progress and, you know, to pretty much go from very broad beginning where you have a ton of different directions to test to something that you see really works well and becomes a safe bet, so to say.
Mm-hmm. You've given a little bit of the answer there, but I have to drill down in that a bit because maybe it's just because we go to all the conferences and what we hear all the time are test, test, test. And so people are testing multiple variables at once, which is like a recipe for failure because you're testing too much and you're changing too much. So given that it's a bit random, given that it's wasting effort and money at this point, which is really not the way UA managers want to be going, what is, say, two top tips to create ads in a more coherent and effective way?
I'll split it into devices. One is to define these directions before we even start designing ads and write down what you actually are testing and then only develop a series of briefs and systematically go one by one to narrow down the list of possibilities. And the second is to follow the recommendation that we have put together in a form of mobile iterations loop, which provides guidance to both UA managers and designers which elements to test once you see potential in one of your concepts. Because you can really try iterate very different things, such as length of the ad or headlines, order of scenes. But the common question we are hearing is, what should I do first? What makes the biggest impact? Where should I focus? And I believe that there is a certain logic that should be followed. We have learned that the attention is pretty much the first opening part of the ad that's the most important. So if I should share one advice, it's test the opening part of any ad first and foremost, and then only move to testing the like content of the ad. So order of scenes, zoom level, which part of gameplay you are showing. And only after you have tested this like middle section of the ad makes sense to tweak so-called end card, where you have the call to action and the icon logo, whatever else. So have this in mind in order to maximize the impact of iterations. Don't jump from one thing to another randomly because it will be, again, a waste of time, effort, and the creative potential of your team that might get frustrated if it's such a chaotic way of testing things.
It's a great blueprint to follow, Peter. That opening, that matters. It doesn't always have to be loud. I've seen a number of ads that were very successful when they simply explained something. In fact, I saw an app ad, I think it was a fintech app ad, where it's simply a woman very calmly explaining something about planning finance. So it doesn't have to be loud. It doesn't have to be in your face. It just has to be, as you put it, relevant and well thought and well architected. Mm-hmm. It's a great resource that you have. I'll be sharing that in the show notes as well. So we've got, if I count it up here, we have your ebook. We have a slide deck coming soon as well. What else is planned over at App Agent? Seems to be a factory of creative thought leadership. What's up next?
What we're also exploring quite a lot is narrative style of ads, where we utilize 3D, because as you can see among games mostly, story and characters and generally like deeper emotions are driving success mostly for puzzle games and casual games, but it's expanding also to other genres and mid-core in general. So we have invested quite a lot of time, over 600 hours, to become proficient in mastering Unreal Engine, which is the probably best software nowadays for quick 3D production. And we are already producing several 3D ads for games such as Warhammer 400,000 Tacticals or for Friends and Dragons by PlaySum. And we are seeing that this like bit bigger investment when it comes to creative development is paying back with higher CTRs and better conversion and more like engaged users. So that's another area we are very excited about and are already having quite nice outputs and results with that.
3D ads are coming. That's interesting as well, Peter. So there's a lot coming up from App Agent, probably a lot more reasons to have you back on the show as well, Peter. But for right now, I just want to thank you so much for sharing what you know, your ebook, your knowledge, your resources, and your time. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Peggy. It was great talking to you again.
And of course, for everyone else, there is a lot to look into, right? You can connect, first of all, with Peter on LinkedIn, and you can find the ebook we discussed and lots of other resources over at appagent.com. And if you like the show, well, hey, you know, I loved having you. So be sure to share it in social, subscribe to the podcast, check out the video. All of this is a big plus for us, for me, and our guests, of course. And if you have a story to tell, then hook up with me on social or email me at Peggy. Peggy@moveablegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And as I said, video. So check out this episode and all other episodes powered by The Groove over on YouTube or audio. Of course, early episodes, you can find them all on WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, Amazon, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count, keep well, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed in this WMR.FM program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMR.FM. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, "This is what I'm meant to do." Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.